Let's take a trip back in time. So strap yourselves in tight. It's time for Bobby and Jason's awesome 80s podcast.
Woo!
Numero cinco.
That means five to everybody out there who only knows one language like me.
Welcome again to Bobby and Jason's awesome 80s podcast.
Man, I love the way you just make that sound.
I'm graveling.
Oh, yeah, stop scaring me.
Oh, man. So we are back again, and we're excited.
And we are live while we're recording this.
Live while recording.
And where are we?
We are in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And we are?
Bobby and Jason.
And we are also what?
Awesome.
And we're very hot.
It's 108 today, people. It's 108 Woo! Here. It's getting in toward the end of July, and it's hot.
I'll tell you, before I sat down here, I had some yogurt-covered pretzels, so I'm kind of like...
Wait, wait a minute. You came in the studio, and you didn't share nothing with me. Damn, where are mine?
I'm sorry, bro. It's like...
You see that? You see that, people?
I'm sorry, man. I just... Couldn't even give me one. I'm the type of person, I can't help it. Like, if you stick something in front of me, and I'm like, say I'm driving, I just don't even realize to eat the whole damn thing. It's crazy.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I'll remember that, though.
Okay, fine.
So, want to recap episode 4?
I thought episode 4 was pretty good. It was pretty swell.
I think it went smooth. I think that, Jason, I think I actually went through one episode without any glitches.
You know what? It pains me to say this, everybody out there, but last episode, I think Bobby was perfect.
I love it.
But there is one little glitch that... did go unnoticed by me.
Oh, man.
But was noticed by Carrie on the Facebook page.
It's true. It's true. I thought this was going to slide by.
No, bro. Sorry. In this one, I can understand how you got the numbers discombobulated here. I get it. But it was the big 96er.
From The Great Outdoors with John Candy. I said the 69er. I'm not sure what I was thinking. I mean, you know, 69's a pretty good number.
That Bryan Adams song, definitely. But she was kind enough, and trust Carrie, thank you. Anybody who can point something out to Bob and do it publicly when he messes up, I really appreciate it. So you put the clip up too.
Carrie's a listener, and she's also been following us on Facebook for a long time. So big shout out to you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm your number one fan. So what have you been up to?
You talking to me?
Well, who the hell else am I going to talk to here? Frenchie, what have you been up to, Frenchie?
You talking to me? No, I've been, having a good time here in Las Vegas, Party Town, USA.
Oh, yeah, like you're Mr. Party person.
Well, yeah, I'm not. I'm actually a pretty quiet guy. But anyway, I love movies.
Yes.
And I love all kinds of movies, comedies. I love animation.
Yes.
And science fiction is my top dog.
Oh, God, yes, I know.
I know. But anyway, recently just saw Pets.
Ooh.
And I do have a French bulldog. 1 year old. Her name is Harley. You remember her. She farted in a past episode.
Yes, I remember her very
Jason
well.
Jason remembers very well. Anyway, I wanted to see this movie. It looked kind of fun, and, you know, I love animation. And I give this movie an A rating. I enjoyed it. It was funny as hell, man.
Really?
Really good, really good. And after the movie... I went down to Fremont Street.
Ooh, home of the freaky deaky.
Yes. Fremont Street is quite interesting. For people who don't know, Fremont Street was the original Las Vegas Strip.
All the old stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Golden Nugget, you know, the D's there. Very cool street.
Like the Four Queens. And then what they did was, because when the South, when the Strip came, this is for everybody who hasn't been out here. When they started building up the Strip itself, they put this big canopy over it. So it's basically, if you picture an old street with this big canopy that does this light show and all this cool stuff on it.
Yeah, they play like music. It's a music light show. And you know, recently, last year, they built that Slotzilla zip line. That thing is badass.
Yeah.
I think we have to do that for the people so they can check it out.
I agree. I think you can sit and fly. It's either
you
one.
Can,
yeah.
You can do like a Superman pose.
That's
like,
the one we're doing.
I am Superman. I can fly.
I will wear my onesie pajamas and a cape.
There we go. I need to see that. I love it. So anyway, Fremont Street, right off of Fremont Street, there's a place called Pizza Rock.
Oh, man.
And if you haven't been there, if you ever come here to visit, please, please ask somebody, where is Pizza Rock? You must try it. It's great pizza. They have something called the Detroit Red Top.
Delish.
And, man, it's like heaven.
So can everybody out there tell a theme on what Bob and I are talking about here the past couple episodes, how we are both two pizza freaks between Max, Secret Pizza last week.
It's true, man. We're like, we are. We love pizza. I mean, I am Italian, and I think that's part of it, but I love pizza.
Yes, pizza is it. Give me a nice Sicilian that's all day. And yeah. out here in Vegas, it's not that easy to find. So
it's really not. And the Detroit Red Top is at Pizza Rock is like a Sicilian style.
So now you know it's not only the awesome 80s, it's also the awesome pizza review show.
There you go. So please, if you stop, you're here in Vegas, please stop by Pizza Rock. And I want to know if it lived up to your expectations.
Ooh, I'm sure it will.
So, Jay, what about you? What have you been doing here in Las Vegas?
Well, you know, me and the wife out getting around, checking out some stuff. The latest thing that we did, I went and saw the Blue Man Group.
Oh, cool show, man. You seen that show? I've seen it 3 times.
And I mean, first off, it's crazy. It's like I feel like I'm doing shrooms and I'm not doing shrooms.
I know,
like,
right?
Right in front of you. But something interesting that happened was I got to be a part of the show. I don't know how the hell this happened.
They pulled you up stage?
No, they didn't pull me on stage, but one of the blue guys was walking around.
Okay.
And he pulled me out of my chair, and I had to stand there, and they put me on the screen, and he basically chewed up. He had me throw chocolate at him.
I remember that bit.
Yeah, I threw something. I threw chocolate at him, and he caught it in his face like these big arch. I don't know how he did it. I just threw it, and he ate it, and then he walked up to me and spat it in my hand.
So that was random. You didn't know that was going to happen.
I had no clue. Yeah, no clue. So here I am sitting there. Of course, you think it's a little bit of the blue dye off on you as well.
You know the part I enjoyed in that show? I think they took it out, but they eat cereal.
Oh, yeah.
And they're crunching, and you hear the crunching. It's great.
Yeah, so I did the Blue Man Group. And what else did we do? We did Cosmopolitan has this thing on Monday nights right now called the Dive In and Watch or something like that. And we went and we saw the Bourne Identity because we were trying. Remember, well, she had us everybody too. We were trying to get on the extra list. And I called you about this.
Yes.
When Bourne was filming out here a couple of months ago, and we didn't. And
and that movie's coming out like
it's soon? Out now. Yeah, it's out now.
Yeah.
So he just had the premiere. I think on the 19th or whatnot. So anyway, on the Cosmo, they have this thing where you could just, those big signs that they have up and down the strip?
Yeah.
You know, the big ones. They played the Bourne movie on it. We just sat in the pool and drank margaritas and watched the Bourne Identity. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we love this town. This town is awesome.
It's like every day's a weekend.
Yes, every night is Saturday night, and it's fantastic.
I got a question.
Hit me.
Speaking of the strip, have you ever taken pictures with some of the characters who dress up?
I know. They scare me.
I think some of them are cool. There's a guy who does Alan from The Hangover in front of Caesars, the Forum Shops, and he looks exactly. He carries a baby. He has a tiger.
You know what? I could see. I drive by and I see like the Halo guys.
They are freaky.
But yesterday when I went down the strip, I saw this guy. It was like 112 in a Scooby-Doo outfit walking down the strip.
Bro, I can one up you. There's a guy that does Chewbacca. Can you imagine?
I can't even imagine.
He's out there at 110 degrees with all that fur. I mean, holy shit.
And
man.
I'm thinking to myself, first off, I hope first he's gotta be crazy. Second off, I hope he doesn't have to share that outfit with somebody else.
Oh man.
And third off, what the hell is he wearing underneath it?
Probably nothing.
Come on. And you expect me to take a picture with you?
Hey man, that's what's cool about Vegas, that you can see all these interesting, crazy people. Like, people watching is one of the best things you can do.
Yes, it's awesome. Especially like when you brought up Fremont Street. Wow.
Fremont has a whole nother world of people. And you know, Fremont Street's so laid back. It's actually a little bit more fun there because you see so much.
Yes, it's much more of a, you know, if you're from the East Coast, the cities in Philadelphia have like Northern Liberties. So Northern Liberties has got a real kind of feel like that.
Yeah, and there's some crazies there, man. I saw a guy just wearing a diaper.
Yeah, And it wasn't like somebody who ran away from an old folks home or anything like that.
He was wearing a diaper and sucking on something in his mouth, and he was there to, you know, take pictures with people for tips.
And he's making money. He's got a bucket full of, cash. You know what? Screw this podcast. Let's grab the diapers and go make some money, bro.
Yeah, baby. Vegas.
So we're going through our tapes, and we find, of course, another box. There's always another box.
There's piles of boxes.
Boxes. And you have all your fan mail still. I'm sure you kept mine. But we come across this amazing artifact. It's it's like I feel like Indiana Jones almost.
Classic.
A classic. And it is the Weekend with Bob VHS tape.
Oh, now, shit.
You should have seen his face when he saw it. He was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, let's watch this.
Bro, you spent a weekend with Bob?
Yes, it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? A lot of people back in the 80s, I mean, I'll give props to you, bro. It was a big thing. So why don't you tell everybody out there, maybe some of you might remember it, and other people who don't, how that came about.
Well, there was a girl. She was a fan of the show, and her name was Dana Perget. Her father was a producer, and he approached me. He said, you know, Bob, I'd like to grab a camera crew and follow you around for a weekend, and let's get a tape out there for all your fans. So that's what we did. We ended up going down to Wildwood, New Jersey on the beach, the boardwalk. I played some of those infamous games, and guess what? I won nothing.
Yes! The con was
on. They were rigged, I tell you. Anyway, so we did some taping down there on the beach and everything. I'm walking around on the sand, you know, getting in the water and swimming in the pool and all that stuff. Then we went up to North Jersey and finished it out. He put it together. You know, it was kind of campy, kind of corny.
It was 80s.
But it did capture the time and the moment. And it's kind of like an artifact of the moment.
Yes.
So we sold quite a bit of those, by the way.
And
so,
it was a big deal back then. And to everybody out there, Bob's kind of modest guy, keeps stuff close to the vest, really didn't talk about it with the rest of the guys, you know? And it was just something that I got a lot of respect for the fact that you went ahead and did that. And so we have the opportunity to show some of those, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to show some of the clips. I mean, it's cringeworthy when I see it.
That means I'm going to love it.
Oh, man. But we'll share some small clips of Weekend with Bob.
Oh, come on. How long is it?
I think it's like 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay, I'd say
that's too long. Listen, if you start to watch it, it's a great way to fall asleep.
That's awesome. So we did have life after the show.
The show.
The show.
The show. Sorry.
It's okay. We can't help it. We just have fun with that, everybody. Sorry.
We do.
So after the show, why don't you tell everybody? I know you went back to host. That was after I left.
Yeah, I hosted the show for a couple years with Princess. Good friend of mine, by the way. I love Princess. And then I went into I went to some schools in New York City along with Marlon Dale. We studied acting at the HP Studio in Greenwich Village.
Mm.
And we also studied at the New York Film School for television. Film and television. So I did that for a few years. Loved New York. I was taking the train back and forth like 3 to 4 times a week.
Which can drain you.
It really does. Really? But you know, I was doing something that I had passion for and I loved. So I didn't really mind it too much. So, you know, I got an agent, did some auditions, did a few independent films.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, bring up that one. What's the one? Zero Cool.
Yeah, Zero Cool, where I played Chris. He was kind of a dick.
Ooh, so you got a
chance. Let me give you a quick synopsis. So Chris had a girlfriend, and Chris had sex with his girlfriend's best friend.
Ooh.
So yeah, he was a real asshole. But listen, that was a character. That's not who I am.
So who did you draw inspiration from? That's the question.
I thought of you, Jason Pascal.
That was good, but it was so unbelievably untrue. But that was really, really good, pal.
No. I don't remember where I drew it, but, you know, I was thinking about you, actually.
Thanks, pal. So, We have a copy of that too, didn't we?
Yeah, we do.
Like an Indiana Jones box that we
had. Yeah, we got a copy of that, and you know, it never really, it was an independent film and never made it big, but it was a good experience for me. I learned a lot being on the set, you know, with the production. I love how the films are made, and
the whole process is great.
Yeah, it's great. I love being just in that world. Well, we just talked about some of the things I did after the show with the acting and everything. And Jason, I'm sure a lot of people love to know, like, what have you done? Like, when the show ended, what happened with you?
It was all about music. Music. I loved it. Everything that was involved in it. It was always been playing in my head since I was a kid. I had a piano.
Jason's always been the music man.
Nah, I can't help it. You know, it's just this weird radio station that plays in your brain. So you remember Mike Iannarri?
Of course, Mike is the man.
He is the man, Mike Ian. And he was from our same town, and he's like my writing partner. He knows like 20 instruments, amazing producer, awesome friend.
He is. He's a good dude. I've been in that studio. He's got everything.
Yes. It's only gotten better since the last time.
Oh, man.
So I did a lot of music, and I did a couple records, and I got fortunate to learn a whole different side of the business that I didn't know really existed. You don't think when you watch a commercial or you watch a TV show and you hear the music underneath it, that that's actually a job and people right. need music for that.
Yeah, you kind of take it for granted.
Yeah. So over the years, I've had music supervisors and directors and people, you know, I've written music for, underneath TV shows and in music beds and in movies. And I did a couple records myself that really didn't do much. And basically, that's kind of what I do now as well.
You have a passion for music and writing.
Yes. It's just one of those things. So on top of the fact of, you know, doing commercial auditions, you know, when I was younger on the show, that's really...
Taking that train to New York City.
Yeah, that's sleepy. It's just annoying. Getting off at Madison Square Garden.
Speaking of that, did you ever get a slice of pizza in the inside the train station?
Yes, I have.
Oh, man.
See, ladies and gentlemen, it always comes back to the pizza.
Pizza's always comes back.
So, yeah, so staying in the business, just like you, and then here we are doing this podcast.
Like, yeah, man. I mean, we're creating, in a way, we're creating some music.
Yes, we are.
In a strange kind of way.
In a strange way, my friend. But this, being able to do this and connect with people, you couldn't do this 10, 15 years ago.
No, the technology wasn't there.
Dealing with record labels and dealing with radio stations and dealing with, you know, like I said, supervisors and whatnot. There was a huge gateway, a huge gatekeeper to get through in order to get a podcast, anything out to anybody.
It's so true. I mean, the internet has changed everything.
Yes.
In entertainment. I mean, think about this. Justin Bieber. How did Justin Bieber become famous?
YouTube.
Exactly. The kid could sing. He put himself on YouTube, put himself out there, and he was noticed. It's happened to more than one, and it's just amazing stories out there.
It's awesome. And having the ability to understand and learn, especially us, you know, a little bit older, not like the kiddies.
Yeah, we're not teens anymore.
But the fact of us being able to sit here, you and I, and record this and have everybody out there who was a part of our lives hear it and understand it. I mean, that is just an awesome experience for us as much as it is for you.
I mean, look, we're here sharing.
Oh,
sharing away,
and we made it,
baby.
How far did we make it? We made it almost all the way through.
I love to share.
Which is great, so we don't keep things close to our vest. So,
no, man, we're open books here. We're being straight up honest and just trying to connect with everybody.
So if we're going to be straight up and honest, okay, I actually took an hour or two out of my life to watch this Arsenio Hall 80s greatest hits show.
The greatest hits.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I was very unimpressed, and I'm going to write ABC because I want those 2 hours back.
Jason, take
Sorry,
it
I'm a little,
easy.
I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself.
You guys can't see this, but his face is getting red. He's actually very passionate about how bad this show sucks.
Yes, because this is what I'm seeing here, okay? The reason we're sitting here talking about doing this and everybody out there is enjoying this, we're at that phase years later after the 80s. And the 80s nostalgia and everything's coming back now. But what's happening is there are certain entities out there, like this ABC show, that's trying to do this stuff, and it's just schlocky. It's like what you'd call, if you were a gamer, a cash grab.
I think that they had good intentions. They did get some good guests and some singers. Oh. But you know, I saw Rick Springfield. I mean, the guy's still kicking it.
Okay, I'll give you Rick Springfield. But Kim Carnes, there at the end?
Yeah.
She's like 75 years old.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then the Pitbull thing, I mean, come on. Yeah, really?
That didn't really seem to fit.
If I was a kid, which is what they were probably trying to bridge that age market, you know, taking the 80s people and bringing like the millennials in there, and I watched that show, I would be, this is a bunch of crap from the 80s. It would be like, well, if you and I, in the 80s, and they all of a sudden had a TV show on where they whipped out these 50s stars from back in the day, and I'm not talking the good ones like Elvis or whatnot.
Jason Rant.
Exact, sorry. I'm talking the 50s stars back in the 80s. We'd be like, what the hell was wrong with people back in the 50s?
If you guys could see Jason right now in the studio, he's like so red.
I'm sorry, because here's the thing. I've really wanted to enjoy it.
I did too, man. I went into it thinking it's going to be pretty cool, but I was disappointed myself.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was a little more disappointed, and I'm sorry, everybody out there. I just wanted to share that.
Speaking of disappointments, everybody knows the Ghostbusters original from the 80s is a classic, and if you guys have listened closely, you know that Jason's not a fan of the remake. But listen, we haven't seen it yet. We're late to the game. We do plan to go see it very soon.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, we're going to do a comparison of the original with this new one. Don't say anything. Let's see it, and then we'll talk about it.
I'm only seeing it if I can have a buzz on from a couple beers beforehand, pal. I'm sorry.
Bro, we'll go in there with an open mind, and we will check it out.
See this? This is the thing that I do for the 80s. This is why I got so upset about the Arsenio Hall show. It's because I want to enjoy it, and I'm going to go in here and watch this. And the whole entire time,
we are.
I'm going to feel like reaching for the Malox.
We're going to go in there, and we're going to give it a fair shot.
Oh, God. I don't even... Your goalpost for fair so far down. I'll tell you.
Jay, I got to tell you, that was an epic rant. You had me over here. I was like, shit, I got to relax this guy.
it's all from the heart.
No, it's true. You got passion, brother. You got passion.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I want to read a comment from a listener of the show. And this one is directed at you, Mr. Pasco.
What?
This is from Eric, good friend of the show and ours.
I know Eric.
You know Eric. He says, tell Jason, it's time to join the world of social media.
Am I just getting beat up here left and right, ladies and gents?
So as you know, Jason has recently got himself on Facebook, and he is actually part of social media now.
I am part of social media now.
So, Eric, you can relax.
There you go. Yeah, Eric. There we go. So, thanks, pal.
I love Eric.
Eric's great. But, okay, so, yes, I do comment on the... On the Facebook page, the official one, and I also am involved with the Twitter and Instagram and whatnot. I just can't explain it.
There.
I just am not. I'm getting there, ladies and gents, party people.
Just
I'm
bear
getting
with him.
There. I'm trying.
How okay? about give us another comment?
I'm going to give you another comment. First, again, we appreciate you writing these comments, and we are going to read them every week. So this is the part of our show that gives us the warm and fuzzies and lets us take zings at each other. So this is one that comes from Brandy Patz. Great name. You guys sound like you should be on the radio. Well, thank you.
The radio.
Yes. Sirius XM 80s channel. Well, wouldn't that just be perfect?
That would be like lovely.
I would like that. That'd be pretty fun. If you're listening out there, 80s XM, we're available. I listen to it all the time. You guys are way better. Loved it. Can't wait for more. Well, Miss Patz.
Awesome. Thank you for the comment.
If you want to do our PR, you are hired.
We're looking for somebody. All right, I grabbed one of our emails in our email bag.
The 80s email bag.
This came via our website, bobbyandjason.com.
From the mailing list, right?
Yeah, the mailing list. And this is from Christine Perez. She says, just listened to the first podcast, and my eighth grade self is over the moon.
Ooh.
She says, back in the day, all we ever wanted was to hear you guys talk about your real lives. And that's what we're doing, Christine. We're actually talking about our lives. We just did.
Okay, just did.
Jason just had an epic rant.
There you go.
She also says, can't wait for the next episode and can't believe that I'm still writing letters to you guys. This is great, though. She says, no self-addressed stamped envelopes required in 2016.
Yes, go so future. True.
You know, the post office is just getting killed from email. And she finally says, also, I still keep a VCR just in case I want to watch some of the old tapes.
Wow.
My husband thinks I'm crazy.
Ooh.
Wow.
And that's from Christine Perez. And big shout out to you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Christine. That was awesome.
So I think, sorry to jump on you, but please. I think that we've had a fun show. I think we're going to have a drink after this one because Jason needs to calm down a little bit.
I'm okay now. But between the yogurt-covered pretzels and this Arsenio Hall letdown and you forcing me to go see Ghostbusters.
But we learned a lot. I mean, it was a great show. I had a lot of fun.
Me too. I always have fun doing this.
And we're going to be back for episode 6 very soon. So, you know, remember, Throwback Thursdays, every Thursday, new episode, Bobby and Jason's Awesome 80s Podcast.
Yes, and make sure you check it out on iTunes, Amazon, if you just want it to be done for you, or come by the website. Let us know also if you have any ideas, any questions, anything you think we should go see or do, let us know.
Take care.
See ya.